Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Family members of hostages held in Gaza attend an event at the United Nations in Geneva, marking the presentation of a UN report that recognizes hostage families as victims of Hamas psychological terror. What does this actually mean? Does it entitle them to anything? Is there a status around this? Anne Hertzberg is a legal advisor of NGO Monitor. She's an expert in lawfare and no stranger to us on the Morning Mayhem. Anne, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Does this have any real significance?
So... I don't want to be too cynical about it.
Oh, go on.
it is important that this report came out. However, I'm not sure how much significance it's really going to have in the long term. The report was actually presented at the Human Rights Council yesterday. And I watched the debates. Mm-hmm. And although she made the report, it's... What was interesting is when she first presented the report, she noted that many people had leaned on her to actually not issue the report, not tackle this topic, and that she was not going to be pressured by people who wanted to. People did not want her to include Israel in the report, but So that was good that she ended up.
Who is she? Is she a member of the United Nations Human Rights Council?
Yeah, so she's what's known as a special rapporteur.
Right.
And she is the special rapporteur regarding torture.
Ah, okay.
So they're sort of known as independent experts. They're not officials of the UN, but they are part of the UN system.
Right.
But after she presented her report, all the countries had a chance to speak, and not one mentioned the Israeli hostages, not even the EU or any of the other European countries.
So, it's just amazing how othering the United Nations is. It's very difficult for them to mention this.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, many of the countries said, well, what about the Palestinian hostages, referring to terrorists in jail? So even though she presented that, so really what it comes down to with this report is it might have an impact if the rapporteur herself decides she's going to go around and present this report at law schools, at conferences, to parliaments. But if she's just going to, you know, issue this report one and done, then it's really not going to have much of an impact.
Can it be helpful to Israel in terms of the ICJ case?
Probably not, unfortunately, because the ICJ is going to say, well, okay, that relates to Israel, but that still doesn't mean that Israel's not committing war crimes and other atrocities.
So does the behavior of Hamas not have any bearing on that case? Surely it must.
Well, certainly legally it should. You know, if that day was a fair court, it wasn't the court of the UN, and there was some integrity there, then of course it should. But unfortunately, the way it's been working is that, they are just ignoring October 7th and what it means and what that means for Israel's military response. They're basically pretending it didn't happen.
So in other words, this has very, very little value. Why then, given the fact that the U.S. have removed itself from the Human Rights Council, given the fact that it has a well-deserved reputation, is there a point in pushing this agenda and issue through at the Human Rights Council?
So, I mean, I guess it's important that, you know, the report is on the record, so it will exist in perpetuity for people to rely upon. But I'll say, a few years ago, there was other, usually the special rapporteurs are extremely anti-Israel. And once in a while, you'll get a few outliers. So right before COVID, they issued, one of the rapporteurs issued a report on anti-Semitism and how it was an important topic that the UN needed to tackle.
Right.
And he basically got no support for his report. Now, a lot of people in the Jewish community pushed the report, and he did a lot of speaking to advance the report. But overall, it's not had a ton of impact, at least outside of the Jewish community. So it did have value for that. But again, it's always up to the individual rapporteur what they're going to do with that report. And what was interesting is after, when she was facing this criticism at the debate for supposedly ignoring Palestinians in her report, she then gave a statement that, how can you accuse me of being against Palestinians? I've done 7 statements since the beginning of the war on Palestinians. So that in and of itself also is a bit outrageous. That, and then she said, I've only done 2 statements on Yemen, DRC, and Sudan.
Huh.
So even she herself is admitting that she has this disproportionate focus against Israel.
That is so fascinating, because it really is a recognition of all the very things that they're accused of. And she's acknowledging that that has been the focus.
Yeah, 100%. So it's to me, you know, it doesn't sound like she's going to be really like out there campaigning on behalf of the hostages. Also, it should be noted that the report did not just focus on Israeli hostages.
Sure.
It was focusing on the issue of hostage taking globally. So that was only a section of the report. So it was important that it was in there, but we shouldn't think that it was solely dedicated just to the Israeli hostage issue.
Very interesting. That's where we leave it. Anne Herzberg, legal advisor of NGO Monitor, expert in lawfare, talking about the UN report about the torture of hostages and their families.